Welcome back to the Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin. We here are very, very professional. We take ourselves very seriously. We are working science communication professionals that are of the highest integrity and order. And maturity. We would never suggest you to lick your phone or talk about how the astronauts disposed of their fecal matter on the moon. We're talking today about what we find to be the most accurate and the most scientifically inaccurate sci-fi movies, films, TV shows. And we have now got to the point where we're gonna roast some science fiction. I'm going to start with Planet of the Apes. No. it involves space and evolution. I think we should I'll just toss it out really quick. Moonfall, obviously, absolute bogusy nonsense.
Not going to watch it.
No, thank you. Yeah, I haven't seen it either. So we've all heard such terrible things about it. Moonfall is off the list. We're not going to talk about it. But I am interested to hear, is there a movie, though, that you can think of that people were like, oh my gosh, and then there's a part of you that's dying inside because you're like, no, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You know, that, like, is there an example you can think of that everybody loved and inside you're like, ah, but.
I feel like Gravity was kind of like that. There were a lot of things in Gravity that just, like, didn't work in terms of, like, I don't like to be this sort of nitpicky person because there are a lot of things that they did really well, but there are a lot of things that didn't quite work about, like, the way that the astronauts were interacting in deep space. Like George Clooney's character and Sandra Bullock's character. Just the orbits. Like, the fact that...
he's like sweating a little bit right now. He's
like, they show like the what was it, the Tiangong, the Chinese space station and the International Space Station and the Hubble Space Telescope are somehow like a hop, literally a hop, skip and a jump away from each other. No, like, they're, like, not only at different altitudes relative to the Earth, but also their orbital paths are totally, like, no. Like, imagine if just, like, I'm just going to hop over to, you know, Mars.
Right. This is the equivalent of, like, a car person watching, you know, a car go, like, up a ramp, and it's like, and it lands on all fours, and it doesn't blow up and stuff like that, and the person's like, but that's not, it wouldn't work that way. That's not how it works. Or something like that. Like, that's not how it works. How about you, Benjamin? Is there one that, like, you know, people loved, but you're inside going, no.
Armageddon. Everybody loves Armageddon. I enjoyed watching Armageddon. It was a fun movie. It is 100% wrong. Everything's wrong. Nothing is correct.
It's wrong, and then you add the James Cameron, like, cinematography style, and yeah.
Michael Bay?
Or is it Michael Bay? Matter. Yes, I'm sorry. It's Michael Bay. You're right. Yeah, matter. Transformers.
The point
yeah.
is just oh my God. Goodness golly, it was just, there's some funny bits to it and there's some good action to it, and I get it's great, it's fun, but no
it just doesn't do it for you.
Everything from we suddenly have two super space shuttles with skis ready to go. Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm. No. we suddenly have we have 2 weeks before this thing hits, which is such enough time. I mean, like, an abundance of time. Mm-hmm. To build a tank that drives around on an asteroid and to build these weird jetpacks that aim you up yet keep you down. And I could just go on and on and on. It's a fun movie. It's a great movie. I saw it on a date. I had a good day. But
were you dying inside even at that time?
Dying inside. It was It was funny. I was so happy to see Steve Buscemi. I loved him. But
oh, yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. It just didn't work for me.
Just a general thing.
A lot of bad science.
I feel like there are two general things that always bug me about sci-fi, like in space. One, I feel like y'all both know about, which is the explosion thing and the sounds, right? Which they mm-hmm. always have these, mostly. There are some movies recently that have dialed this back a bit. And people are like, oh, no, we have to be aware of our nitpicky audience, so we should have silent explosions. But the other thing that I feel like is never addressed is the fact that when two space vessels approach each other, they're always facing like the same way. Like, why isn't one upside down?
In the same plane. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Exactly. It makes no sense. There's no reason for that.
Nope.
Like, there's no up and down in space anymore. Yeah.
Apart from aligning an airlock to dock, there's no reason they should point in the same direction.
Speaking of technicalities and things too that I learned from someone off of social media. In any science fiction movie where they're wearing a helmet, they have to put lights inside the helmet to illuminate the actor's face so that you, the audience, can see them. But really, it blinds them, and it would blind an astronaut too. Like, you know, think of a light shining directly in your face. But once you learn that fact, you can't unsee it. Then every single time you're watching a show and they have helmets on, you're like, yep, I see the lights. I see them lighting up their face. It's not really a thing that you would actually do.
I have to give props. I have to give props to For All Mankind, which is a show on Apple TV. And I know a former NASA astronaut, Garrett Reisman, does all of the consulting, the science consulting for the show. And apart from things that are a bit of a stretch, I don't want to give any spoilers, but apart from things that like are maybe possible, but they're still, you know, scientific. Everything that they do is spot on. Garrett has made sure of that. And so, like, whether it's like the lighting of the astronauts' faces or the way that things move in the you know, the lower gravity of the moon, really, like, props to Garrett and to the entire For All Mankind team, because they're getting it done.
They did it right. One movie that I keep thinking of that did not get it right, not at all. That's just terrible. And I had to actually look it up because it's been a while. Was the Europa Report? I don't know if either of you saw it. It was a kind of a random movie. And it's about a crewed mission that goes to Europa and they find some alien life. But in the beginning scenes, as they're going to launch to Europa people, they show real clips of like a resupply rocket going to the ISS. You know, like it's not a vehicle designed to take anyone on board. It is like a small little rocket. I don't remember which one it is off the top of my head, but you know, it's very small. And I, like, my poor boyfriend, this is like when we were first dating too. And I'm sitting there like, that could never get to Europa. That does not have enough fuel. There's really no crew, the cabin on there. And he's sitting there and he's like, can you just like watch the movie? And I'm like, there's just no way that it would ever be a rocket that would go to Europa.
I feel like that's another level that you get to as a space nerd. If you're like standing there, like you pause the movie and you hold up a ruler to the screen and you pull out a timer. It's like, hold on.
No.
The distance traveled in this time means that their delta V is actually not fast enough to escape Earth gravity. So their velocity will not get them out of the solar system.
Right. There's just no way. There's just no way. And they're like, Sarah, they're going to Europa. And they're finding aliens. You just got to let it go. And I'm like, but why? But they're using real video. They're using real footage. And that just bothered me. It just really bothered me. It still does. I'm sorry.
Netflix had a small miniseries called Away. I don't know if you guys saw that one.
I did hear about it.
I don't know if I did.
It is, what's her name is in it? A lot of people are in it. They're all in it. Hilary Swank is in there. She's the commander of this mission.
Oh, maybe I do remember hearing about it, but anyway.
It's an excellent premise. a crewed mission is going on some flight to Jupiter, say, whatever. Uh-huh. And as with any space mission, they have X number of people on there, and they prepare the air and the water and the materials that X number of people would need. And they take off, and everything's great. They're on their way. Everything's great. And they found, quite by accident, one of the technicians that was preparing the ship was accidentally on the flight with them. There was an accident. He got knocked out. And so now they had to find a way to make do with X number of people and Y amount of materials and supplies. It was actually a very interesting premise. Someone broke their arm and they 3D printed a cast on board. Interesting technologies there. Very nice. They have some sort of a place where they're trying to create oxygen by growing plants in space. Very interesting science there. But the whole show was terrible because all of a sudden, for no reason, things broke, and there's magically another part of the ship connected by a tether somewhere away that has more air and more food. It's like, why would that be over there where there's nobody to get to it, and somebody has to do some radical EVA they've never planned to go get the food and the water that they brought with them? It should be where the people are. Yeah. I was furious at that. And my sister, speaking of my sister, who, she loved the show. Wow. So listen to this, Dink. That show sucked. That show is terrible. I hate that show. It's garbage. Netflix should get kicked in the balls for that show.
They should get kicked in the balls for many of their shows.
Tell us how you really feel.
You're reminding me of
that it didn't meet my expectations. The science could have been better recently.
You're reminding me of that commercial. Do you remember where the old lady is with her like little old lady friends, and she's got all these pictures taped to her wall, and she's like, "This is my wall. These are all my pictures on my wall." And other lady's like, "That's not how this works. That's not how it works." She's talking about like her Facebook wall. You know, that's what she just reminded me of. Like, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
There's one movie that it does mostly everything pretty damn well, but its entire premise, like the way that it starts and also I guess the way that it finishes, is just wrong, like not how it works. And that would be The Martian. I have to say.
Like, I have that listed right here.
Okay, so you know what I'm going to say,
it's
right?
It's one of my favorites, though.
It's a great one. It's a potato argument. Here he comes.
Oh, no. So the potato argument is a whole
thing. We already covered the potato.
Yeah, we covered the potato. But this, okay, the premise of the movie for people who have been living under a Martian rock for the last decade is that...
This is how we're going to end this.
Is that...
Okay, you go. You do it.
Is that an astronaut gets stranded on Mars during a dust storm because the dust storm becomes so violent that his crew has to escape. And he gets trapped and hit by a giant piece of whatever it was, an antenna, knocks him out.
Do you need a soapbox, by the way? Do we need to find one for you?
So what happens... Oh, this is a rotating chair. That was a bad idea. And so the issue with that is that there are indeed dust storms on Mars. The problem is that the Martian atmosphere is like... less than 1% as dense as the atmosphere on Earth. And so in order to like get something floating in the air, like that you would see on Earth, like the wind would have to be at, like several times more fast than is possible in that environment. It's basically, there isn't enough density in the atmosphere to be able to pick up something as heavy as an antenna to like strand him there. And so it just... It's like they put so much time into the movie, and yet, that initial, Benjamin's holding up his phone with this exact point. Yes, that and the fact that he does this whole Iron Man thing at the end, which I'll try not to spoil it, but he's like basically like letting air escape from his suit and like flying around like Iron Man in a way that no human being.
I'll try not to spoil it by spoiling it completely.
I won't describe the situation in which that happens. But yeah, The Martian, they did a great job.
Someone out there hopes you fell off your swivel chair.
I almost did. It was a close one.
Oh my gosh. I just, can I just say that the fact that you just kept plowing through that soapbox moment after almost falling out of your swivel chair, I'm kind of stuck on that moment right now.
Physicists that was an excellent balance.
That the show was, though, I think if Netflix deserved a kick in the balls, this was like the kick to probably one of the biggest sci-fi movie fandom, you know, like a kick to, I don't know. Everybody loves The Martian. Everybody loves The Martian. So I think that that was a bold way to end the show, sir, because we're at our time. I did see your comments, your other comments. We need to add like a blog of like Benjamin's notes from this episode. That's and so just many. Like like just include all of those as he takes all these little notes, and sometimes we get to them and sometimes we don't. But gentlemen, thank you again for another sodium-licious episode. Another fantastic lickable kick it in the balls episode of the Space K Sarah Show. We have way too much fun on this show. I think this is one of those ones that someone might complain I laughed too much, but I can't help it. And yeah, we have very, very, very exciting new episodes in the works. I guess I'm not going to say who and what is coming up just yet, because I don't know how things are going to time out. But we have very exciting shows coming up that are hitting some of the key ideas and things that we wanted to bring into this show. So we are very excited for that. Mm-hmm. And as always, a reminder, you can find me, a Space Case Sarah, on all the social media platforms, or you can go find me on Facebook as Sarah Tribwell. I actually have a real name and a last name. I'm not just Space Case Sarah. And you can find Kavi as Fun Fact Science. Nope. Yep. Sorry, I almost thought I confused you too. And then Benjamin is Science, actually Science, depending on which platform you're on. Please go follow us, like our content. Benjamin apparently likes to throw out really testy memes lately, so go find those, because the world is in great disagreement about which way toilets flush. And as always, check out the other stuff on our radio station on irockspaceradio.com. We got cool content. We got other content creators, and we test... You guys cannot send me things in the chats like that. I am finishing this. I'm done. We are the Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio.